Among the millions who will be tuning in for tonight's debate will be 12-year-old Cognoscente commentator Josie Almond. Yes, 12. And she says it's important that she pay close attention to the 2020 race for the White House.
Even though I can't vote until 2024, I've been thinking a lot about the presidential election. A few weeks ago, I wrote a pro-con list for all the Democratic presidential hopefuls in my small pink notebook. Why spend time doing this? Simple. Kids are the future. One day, kids like me will face the big issues grown-ups have been ignoring. Like climate change, for example. Some of my family members are skeptical that it's even real. But did you know that bacteria, that have been trapped in the ice for thousands of years, are in danger of being released? Or that rising temperatures will result in droughts and food shortages? Kids should know about the issues, but they should also understand why it's important to vote. In 2016, only 58% of eligible voters cast a ballot. What about the kids in the other 42% of households? I worry the message they're getting is, politicians and politics are corrupt and bad, so who cares? One way to combat that kind of cynicism is for kids to figure out what's at stake in our future. Lots of kids have shown that they can lead the way. After a mass shooting at their school, students in Parkland, Florida are advocating for more sensible gun laws. Greta Thunberg is leading a youth campaign against climate change. And never forget the kids of the Birmingham Children's Crusade, who protested for their civil rights. We have big challenges. It's important that young people are independent and inspired thinkers. And it's more urgent than ever that we rely on facts, reason, and our own morality to make good choices about who we elect to office. So I'll be watching the debate. How about your kids?
Josie Almond is 12 years old. She's a contributor to WBUR's Ideas and Opinion page, Cognoscente. You can read her essay and others at WBUR.org.